I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how you kick off the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami's sports leader. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Sweet potato casserole, fresh out of the oven. Ready to party for the fall season. They have jumped onto the fall season, this Funky Buddha. They've got all the fall flights working there. It's August 12th. They can't wait for fall season. You're muted, Crowder.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I enjoy the fall season.
And ditch the pumpkin because this multi-strong ale is layered with gooey marshmallow, fall spices, and gobs of real sweet potato.
Mm.
Six packs are available in the tap room and throughout the state of Florida. They are still doing at Funky Buddha at the tap room in Oakland Park. They are still doing 10% off if you mention Hawks Nachos to your server.
They don't even have Hawks Nachos.
Yeah, were you on the air the other day when I read to you their sweet potato nachos?
No, that sounds delicious.
No. Another faux pas, unfortunately, no. From Funky Buddha.
What do you mean? What do you mean sweet potato nachos?
So they have sweet potato nachos. You weren't on the air either? I guess it must have been a Pell, maybe. I don't know. They have sweet potato nachos. Let me find my thread with Ryan, Casey, and Chef, because I lit them up, man.
Are they like sweet potato fries or chips with the
I don't know if this was, yeah, I don't know if this was a one-day thing or if it was just for the weekend because they were doing Hello Fall flights and whatever, but they had sweet potato nachos, crispy sweet potatoes, topped with Southwest spiced chicken, black beans, onions, sweet peppers, queso fresco, and cilantro crema. But my point was to them, as I texted on our thread, you're just trolling me with these nachos at this point. Like, to call those nachos, I know what nachos are. Nachos have nacho chips. You want to call those loaded sweet potato chips? Knock yourself out. Those are not nachos. If I order anything with nachos in the title and the crispy thing that's holding all the ingredients are deep fried sweet potatoes cut thin, there's going to be hell to pay. So it's Chef like says a, that like they actually...
It's like a turkey burger. You know, you got to mix it up.
Right, but it's not... It literally says turkey, not hamburger. Nachos connote nacho chips. And if they're not going to be nacho chips, then call them loaded chips.
Don't call them nachos. That sounds delicious, Chef, though. Like it's like Chef a sweet. The, it's like a sweet. Thread,
Chef said they thought about calling them no chos, which they should have because they're not nachos.
But that's not. That's not no chos. That's not.
Just
sexy.
Call them loaded nachos. Sweet potato chips. I mean, it tells you everything you need to know. Anyway, I don't know if they still have those at Funky Buddha or not, but they did have them over the weekend. I don't know if they still do, but it annoyed me that they finally put nachos on the menu, but it was just deep fried sweet potato chips. Like, what are we doing here, Chef?
I'll tell you, man, get a couple IPAs in you, get some of this fall beer in you, Hawk, eat whatever. Come on. It's delicious.
Well, it's August 12th.
When does fall start for you?
I'm going to go September. I'm going to go after Labor Day.
Post Labor Day.
Yeah. I mean, do your thing, Funky Buddha. Who am I to say? But and you want to start fall, August 12th or whatever, knock yourself out. I'm behind you 100%, Ryan. But let's not call sweet potato chips nachos. Eh, a little cutesy.
But you say, who am I to say? And then you call everybody in an executive position at Funky Buddha.
That's true. Who am I to say I'm the most knowledgeable guy you'll ever come across? That's all.
Who am I to say? I'm going to text both owners and the executive chef. Who am I to say?
Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Can't hear you.
I don't even have a microphone plugged in.
You eat up?
Can you plug in your mic, Solana? We're doing headlines here.
Yeah, my mic was, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was unplugged. We know. We've established that.
No, it wasn't unplugged.
Yeah, it was unplugged. How about you do the headlines, okay?
He's eating chicken bites.
Tell me the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is not made better with food going into your mouth.
Yeah, headline.
Hey, if you saw a tweet earlier today, that Odell Beckham Jr. had retired, and you're like, Hawk, and you got it wrong. He did not retire. He wants everybody to know he's not done yet. He hasn't hung it up yet. You got by a fake Adam Schefter account.
Well, according to Adam Schefter, he retired.
How about this? Alan Pupar tweets this out. Whoa.
That's a can of Funyuns. It's grocery time. Why didn't y'all give me the memo?
He says, check out these comments from Lions linebacker Grant Stewart about facing the Dolphins in joint practices, courtesy of Detroit Lions on SI. I don't know, quote, this is Grant Stewart. I don't know if they're ready. I'm going to keep it a stack. I've played at other places and played against that team last year. And joint practices against that team twice when I was in Tampa. I don't know if they practice how we practice.
We're going to see. I'm going to see in person. I'll be there in the morning.
Yeah, we got boots on the ground.
Yes. By tomorrow during the show, I'll let y'all know if they're getting their ass whooped.
You got room in your hotel?
For you to come stay with me?
What are you looking to do? Solana, Chris Chambers?
This is weird. So why would you ask me, do I have room in my room?
Why is that weird?
Why do you want to travel with Crowder and stay in his hotel room?
What do you want to stay in my? We're grown men. Get a room somewhere. You want to stay with me?
Hold on. If I remember this correctly, didn't you go on a Crowder Powder tour and you in Asia didn't want to pay for a hotel room for like your marketing director. So you were going to have the kid stay in the room with you in Asia.
That kid was an unpaid intern. You're a professional paid broadcaster. Why do you want to stay in Crowder's room?
And my wife is there with me now. That's established. Now we're together. What are we in, a king?
Oh, I didn't realize Asia was going with you. My
She's
bad.
Not, but I don't want to stay with you in the room. You sneak in my bed 3 a.m. I don't know. I'm man, you're a weird dude, man.
Grow
leave
up,
me alone.
Man. Grow up. Grow up.
You grow leave up. Me alone.
You have a hotel room?
You grow up.
You have a hotel room? I mean, I'll bunk with you for a night. What's the big deal?
No, I'm not bunking with you for a night. Now, I'm in the bathroom. You're standing outside breathing. I'm not comfortable with this.
All right. Well, the Dolphins are going to be in Detroit tomorrow. The Miami Heat.
You want an omelet, man? Don't talk to me.
Just the hunger talking. He didn't get his snack at 5 o'clock.
If you had to choose one member of the show to spend a night in the same hotel room, it would definitely be me.
Hawk. 100% Hawk.
What?
I
mean,
I would bring Guzio out of retirement before I shared a room with you.
100% Hawk. Jimmy, look, yeah, I know what noise is gonna come from his bed with his OnlyFans.
Jimmy's got sleep.
You're weird.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Oh, he's a snorer. You can see by that little face. Yeah.
Lori said to me the other night, I must have been snoring so loud, and this has only happened as I've gotten older and fatter. I never used to snore, and I don't have any respect for people who snore. But apparently, I'm one of those guys now. She was so mad the other night. We were laughing about it at lunch because it just came to me. She, you know, would push me. You got to stop snoring. Okay. And I remember on the third one, she literally, I'd never seen or heard this kind of temperament from her. If you keep snoring, I am literally going to punch you in the face. And so, and she had never talked to me that way in my life. So I had to then configure the bed like I was the elephant man who used to have to sleep sitting up because he had the elephantitis and he couldn't, his airway would have shut. So I slept in a sitting position for the rest of the night so I didn't get punched in the face.
I have to know how to deal with that, Hawk. When did this start?
Oh, I don't know.
We've been
together
20-something years.
Yeah, I was never a snorer. And I have no tolerance for snorers. I think you are weak and just a blob if you're a snorer.
What? Some people can't control it, bro.
Control it.
Yeah, not now, buddy.
Okay.
But I can't say that anymore because obviously right. I've become such a snorer. But I refuse to believe that about myself. And I always have the same answer to her as well, because she goes, "You're snoring," and I go, "I'm awake. I'm watching TV." Well, it could be 3 a.m. TV's been off for 3 hours.
I've had people on planes hit the wall or jam their hand in the wall to stop me from snoring to wake me up.
Do I hate people who snore on a plane.
You got to deal with it, brother. I'm 8A. You're 8B. This is our relationship right now.
I'm a grinder. I grind my teeth.
The worst. I mean, the absolute worst.
I grind my teeth bad.
That's why I don't want to be laying next to you because you like to grind.
Yeah, I've got no tolerance for an adult who grinds their teeth.
When I first got into radio, when I had to do a week with Zach Krantz in a room together as a man for the first time in a decade, I'll never do that again the rest of my life.
Why?
Yeah, when I first got into radio, I was working for the Gator 98.7 up in West Palm, and I had to go on a ski trip, and I roomed with the late Andy Preston, who was the afternoon drive DJ, and it was not a guy that I would have chosen for a roommate. And after I, you know, stayed with him for a week in, I don't know, Breckenridge, I said, yeah, I don't care what it costs. I'm getting my own hotel room in any situation. I'm done rooming with people. It was that moment where I said, I am an adult. I am done rooming with people.
It's crazy. I had the complete opposite interaction when I spent a couple nights with Big O traveling across the state of Florida. I mean, I had the time of my life. I want to replicate it with you guys.
That's when you started to grind your teeth.
Single king. Just us. No, Zach's OCD, and he puts his clothes away, and he moves my toothbrush and moved my toothpaste around because everything had to be in order in his mind. And I'm like, no, I'm a grown ass man. Don't touch my toothbrush.
And doesn't he have a CPAP machine?
Yeah. And you talking about snoring?
Yeah.
All night long. I'm like, man, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
That'll be you soon, Bubby.
I think it is me. But I don't have time for it. As long as I don't hear it.
Hey, CPAP Hawkman, you get out of here.
That's a great nickname.
People put initials after their name, like DDS, whatever. Esquire, Mark Hawkman, comma, CPAP.
Have you ever heard one of those machines?
Mm-mm.
It's worse than snoring.
Yeah.
It makes all kind of damn noise.
I'm gonna get a Tua jersey, and my nameplate's gonna be CPAP.
All right, those are your sports headlines. Your weather, it's 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That is your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and you can enjoy yourself some sweet potato casserole beer tonight at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, any night, to be quite honest. We got to get out of here. Ran a little bit late today, but it was worth it. Omar was a wealth of info and annoyed me a little bit about his take on Chicago and the Bean. Aronde Gadsden, if you missed him in the 3 o'clock hour, go back and listen, because
he was wide open,
on point today, man. He had it all going from every direction. So yeah. You can always use the Odyssey app to rewind. You can listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app. You can listen to the podcast on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn. So many ways to hear everything. So we appreciate everyone who texted in also about listening on 104.3 FM and your observations of the sound. We'll certainly pass that along to engineering and get everything straight, because I love being on FM. We love the fact that you're listening to us on FM, and we're going to make it the best audio experience that you can have. 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. As we get out of here for tonight, I want to tell you real quickly about my good friends and the award-winning team at Doral Volkswagen. Right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, or Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Doral Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. That is Doral Volkswagen. In fact, prices are so low.
They're skyrocketing.
How low? Oh.
Yeah. They're not so low, they're skyrocketing. That makes no sense. The opposite of so low.
They're plummeting.
Are so low. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
Ooh, craters.
Crater, that's right. Crater.
All right. Well, you almost nailed it. They're skyrocketing. Don't go to the dealership Solana's talking about, because those prices are skyrocketing. Doral Volkswagen is the opposite. The prices are falling.
I didn't eat my pizza at the top of this hour. I'm starving, man. I'm starving.
Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you. And Crowder will be at Dolphins Lions joint practice.
Lions. Yes, sir.
Mañana.
What are we doing with this box of ducks?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.